restaurant and station promos. Then I have your grades for your commercials done. Last week when I handed them out, I felt like it was rushed in explaining the grades. So I'm only going to hand them out if I feel like we have enough time for me to actually, you know, talk, dedicate some time to talking about your grades. I felt like it had to go too quickly last time. So honestly, I really feel like I'm going to hand grades back on Tuesday at the beginning of work. Yes?
If it's possible for me to see that, or just rather wait?
No. I'm either going to hand it out to the entire class and be able to have enough time to discuss it with you today, or I'm going to hand it out tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not going to hand it out and not discuss
right.
it. Yes?
Is there a way to run in like a CD and could burn like our shows to it to listen to them? Because like if you take a flash drive, you can only listen to a separate
part. By shows, you mean productions from this class?
There's
way you can. So you're going to have to mix it down. You are able to mix it down. You can save it as an MP3. You can email it to yourself. You wouldn't even have to burn it as a CD. But you could burn it as a CD. And once you finish your assignments, if there's time, if you want to come get me on Tuesday, tomorrow, I can help you do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? Questions about your midterms? You're going to take it ASAP. Questions about your midterm? Okay, clear your desk. Clear your desk. All right, your next assignment is the station promo. The station promo. I do have a handout for you that's going to break everything down as far as your guidelines for this assignment. But first, I wanted to discuss with you coming up with examples of actual promos that you've heard on the air. So a station promo is pre-recorded. It's a production. It's not happening now. It's something that you've heard on a radio station that explains this first example of the contest. So think for a second about actual contest promos you may have heard, and tell me as much as you can about it. Make sure you have enough information. Yes, sir.
89X, top 9 at 9.
What do I win?
What's that?
It's a contest promo. What do I win?
Tickets to whatever show's in town that week. It's nightly thing.
How do I play?
You call in at the end, and you have to memorize the top 9 in order.
Okay, so I'm calling in and listing in order the top 9, and I can win tickets.
Yep.
We're going to come back to this one. Any other examples of actual contest promos that you've heard on the air? Yes, sir.
When mowing one morning in your Christmas time, you write in a letter to them, and then they can give somebody a free Christmas, like they give them a bunch of clothes.
Is that 89X as well?
No, it's 555.
So it's what now?
You write a letter or an email.
To like?
To them, and then they give needy family a bunch of clothes. And
all right, we're going to come back to this one, too. This one has a little something special. This one has a little something special. But essentially, it is a contest because you know how to play. You're writing in a letter, and you're able to win this for your family. What else? Yes?
I listen to both of the radio stations, so it's the same. Tom Joyner, 92.7, 105.9. And it's like a Black History. I don't know what the name of it, but the day of the show, the radio show, they give the name of a song, like a fact of a song, and you gotta like name the artist, and then you get you win a crew, cabin on a, what's the name of the cruise ship?
So basically, you call in during the Tom Joyner morning show, you answer a question, and you can win a cruise.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other examples? I think one more example. Yes.
Like name that tune, they give you the person who sampled like the original song.
Oh, yeah.
And they give you the who sampled who, and you kind of like win whatever, you're giving away like a CD package or something like that.
Wow. Good. This all day
it's only on a certain person what time. I think it's like an afternoon.
We'll say morning. Okay. So none of the examples are straight up contest promos. They all have another element that brings them over into these categories, which is fine, because oftentimes the station promo is going to combine these different types: contest promo, station-sponsored event, station image, and special programming. But it can just be a contest promo. Just a contest promo, this could have been one if it was all day. All day, all night, you just wait for us to play the sounder, who sampled who, call in, and the caller number 7 gets to play the game. Then that's strictly contest promo, so it's going to play all day, all night, anyone listening can play. But since it's in the mornings, it makes it special programming, because it's specific to the morning show. Tom Joyner is special programming. The Top 9 at 9 is special programming. Mojo is special programming. So special programming, think specific. It's a specific thing that you're tuning in for. So for 89X, it's the Top 9 at 9. And what is that? They're playing the top songs, right? Yeah. Is it Top Requests or Top Billboard?
Top Requests.
They're playing the Top Requests, yep. So it's the Top 9 at 9. And who's the host of that show?
Jay
Hudson. Yes. And then the other one that we had was 955 Mojo in the morning. So I'm tuning in for Mojo. Why? You could be tuning in because you could win Christmas for your family. So that ties those two in together. And then 92.7 is Tom Joyner. We had a question? The hand was up? Yes, ma'am.
I heard one. It was Lives Like Rihanna for the weekend. Except all you had to do was call in at certain times of the day, and they had it from like they had it all going from 8:30 in the morning till 8:30 at night.
So that would be a contest promo. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Your list. It could be in anyone's show.
Yeah.
Yep. And the promo is all about the contest. And listen to our station all day. You don't know when it's going to happen.
Okay.
But if we're saying listen to the Top 9 at 9, we know when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's specific to that show. So what's some other special programming outside of contests? Special programming doesn't have to connect to contests, though. Mm-hmm. It can stand alone.
Could it just be someone's show? Or?
Yeah. It could be 97.1. Who's a sports fan listens to?
Lenny and Foster?
Yeah.
Lenny and Foster?
Lenny. B-A-L-E-N-T-I.
What time?
2 to 6.
Yep. Drive Love back. Lines, House of Hair.
Ricky.
Drew and Mike.
Drew and Mike. Yep. A game could be. We could be listening in for the broadcast of a game. A concert could be broadcasting live. You know, they could be playing the concert live. We're tuning in specific for something. Yes.
If they say like we got this story coming at whatever time, is that something? It has to be a promotion.
These are promotions. Yeah, we are creating 30 or 60 second productions. So it's not you being the DJ and saying coming up next, I'll have the news. It's you being in production, creating a 30 or 60 second spot saying. So it could be news, but it's not you saying this news is coming up next. It's you saying. We play, you know, we give you entertainment news at quarter after the hour every hour. Find out what's happening with the Oscars.
Yeah.
And it could be a promo based on news, but it wouldn't be the DJ saying, coming up next, we'll have this.
Yeah.
It's going to be an actual production. So we have contest promo and special programming. We see how they can go together. Station sponsored event. What do you think that might be? Yes, sir.
Would it be something like Coats for Kids or Shoes for Shorty?
So tell me about one of them. What station?
97.9. They do like a coat drive and a shoe drive in the wintertime for
where do I go?
Northland Mall.
And who's going to be there collecting the coats?
It's them, and they also have...
give me an air staff from 97.9.
No,
they're on
107.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then whatever celebrity.
Oh, yeah, they're on 97.5.
Good.
Yes, sir.
99 Ticket Student Run Check Program.
Say again?
They did a student run check.
student heart check?
Heart check, yeah.
Where at?
Oh, where was I? Anybody else hear this? I don't think they were doing it at sports time.
That is not safe. That'd be somewhere, though.
I mean, it is. It's somewhere. I just can't think of the location.
Oh, let's say CVS.
Sure.
So I'm doing a heart check at CVS, and who was out there from the station?
Stoney and Bill.
Stoney, like that?
Yep.
So basically, station-sponsored event, the station is going somewhere for some reason, and it's always involving the air staff. This can connect to contest promo and special programming. It could be Jay Hudson is doing the top nine at nine at Northland Mall, collecting coats for kids, and signing you up to win something. You could go there and you could sign up to win a car for donating for coats for kids. You can connect them all. Even station image. Station image is simple. I'm going to ask you to think about what your favorite station is for a second. Think about your favorite station.
Mm-hmm. Is this regular radio or could it be satellite radio?
For this example, it could be satellite. Tell me about your favorite station. Anyone? Yes, sir.
I mean, what do you want to know? There's
tell me what your favorite station is.
Sports Talk.
Now, tell me why it's your favorite station.
They don't play bad music.
Good.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's more talk, but it's, I guess, it's sports directed. Mm-hmm. I know, but they don't just talk about sports.
Is that better?
Sure.
Someone else, tell me about your favorite radio station. Yes, sir.
Hip Hop Nation.
Mine. Why is that your favorite?
Because they don't edit out anything and talk about stuff that I like to talk about.
And they have good music.
Yeah, Hip Hop Nation is a good one.
Boy. Yes, sir.
They have sessions in the
what?
Studio.
Why is that your favorite?
Because they're the closest thing to the music I like. They play the closest to the type of music I like.
So you're taking one positive element and writing a promo around that. So you're taking a positive aspect from this station and you're going to write a 30 or 60 second promo. And it could specifically be that. You could be the station, you know, that plays the best hip-hop and R&B, and then in your promo you have clips of the music that you play. You could be the station with no music. You could start off with like some really bad music, and then you can get rid of it, and then you can bring in the fact that you guys have no music. You guys are all talk.
Yeah.
You could be the station that, when you connect it to something else, your station could be the station that gives back to the community. So it's station image and station-sponsored event if we're talking about going out and collecting coats for kids. It could just be a station image about giving back to the community, and you could have highlights from the different community events you've done all year long. And maybe now it's the end of the year, and this is a station image promo saying that, okay, this we're the station that cares about you, and you're playing all these clips from things that you've done. So you're taking a positive aspect from your station and building a promo around that thought, and you can connect it to station-sponsored event. Special programming, you could say that J-Hug could say, the top 99 has given away more prizes than any other station, and talk about all the prizes that has been given away. Or the top 99 is the station that, A9X is the station that pays the top 99, and then there could be a contest where you're giving away money, and you could be broadcasting live from somewhere that we can go to. You can connect all of them. Did you have a question? Yes, you, sir, who has terrible handwriting. Did you have a question?
No, I didn't. I want.
Yes.
Sorry, so we do have to use all of them. No, just the station image is what we have to do. If you want to connect any of the other ones, that's fine.
No, you just have to do a station promo. The assignment is station promo. You just have to do a station promo. You can do a special programming, a station image, a station sponsored event, a contest promo, and have that be by itself, or you could connect them, one or two or all. So before you get all crazy with your ideas, I do need you to know that you're going to create a station promo for one of our school stations. We have a rock station, we have top 40, we have country, and we have hot AC. We do not have techno, we do not have all female rock, we do not have an all rap station, we do not have a Disney station. Alright. So, for this assignment, you are able to bring in your own music because it's the as if you work at one of these stations and the music that you're bringing in, is actually in your music library. So you're able to bring in your own music for this assignment, fitting the format, right? Because we're creating the as if you work for one of these stations and that music is in the library. So you're able to use that music to sell your station, to promote your station. And these are station promos. Any questions about that?
How many songs can we
do? Okay, I'm going to break down the assignment. Do you have any questions about bringing in your own music? Yes, sir.
What are the players?
You cannot. You will fail. And I can show you how to edit that out. Yes. If you have no music to bring in of your own, you're able to use music from the music library, the beds that you use for the commercials. Yes.
Classic rock. Technically, like, isn't the song a classic after only 20 years of being out?
Sure, yeah.
So we'd be able to use stuff from like the early 90s and whatnot? So
Yes.
Does the music we bring in have to be on a CD or can we just bring in our iPod?
I want your music to be brought in on CD. You need to bring your music in on CD. If you bring in, if you're going to bring in music off of flash drive, there's going to be a lengthy process because you must convert it to Windows PCM.wav. And they will come in as MP3. Their levels will be high. You'll have to adjust them to put them down. It's a lengthy process to take them off of as MP3s. I want you to bring them in off of CDs. If that is impossible for you, let me know. And then you're going to have to etch out a more time to get help from me to do that. Yes?
Will the CD players in the Radiolab re-burn CDs, or does it have to be like an actual...
No,
they should refer to you.
Just making sure.
I mean, but sometimes they don't, depending on, you know, there is that problem with a burned CD that it won't play. However, you burned it, but they do play burned CDs.
Okay.
All right, yes.
Damn a swear word?
Is damn a swear word? It's in the song? You will not say anything like damn, but I think damn would be fine.
So if it's in the Bible, then...
No, I don't know. I'm not saying that. The Bible's not part of my lecture, sorry. Yes.
If you hear the word on the radio already driving in your car,
no.
It's not necessarily acceptable.
Exactly, yeah. This is school. You have to remember that you're writing it for school.
If you hear what?
Just because it's something that you've heard on the air is the question. If it's something I've heard on the air, is it okay for me to use? The answer is no. I want you to know that your guidelines are a little bit stiffer because you are in school. So that's not the guideline. It's because you heard on the air that you're going to be able to do it. Like, doesn't A9X have a contest promo where you have to, or maybe it's a station image promo where you're going to call in and say penis or something?
Yeah.
You will fail. If you create that promo, you will fail. It's something that you've heard on the air, but it's not appropriate for school. If you do that, you're going to fail the assignment.
Sounds like silly.
What radio station is that for?
Really?
Have to call in penis?
I'll call in penis. No, period. And that promo will say penis.
All right, I will play some examples. Let's go over the handout. So you're going to create a 30 or a 60. You're not doing more than one promo. You're doing one promo. It's going to be a 30 or a 60. How long can a 30 second be?
20 seconds.
How long can a 60 second be?
59.
Yep. How many points do you lose if you're just the idiot?
15.
Okay. You will show the ability to mix together and properly balance two or more audio sources. So you must bring in at least two songs. You must edit together at least two songs. Music will be under the entire production, just like your commercial. At no point will there be a gap in music. So two pieces of music edited together under the entire thing, just like the commercial. But then we're going to add on some other elements. Yes?
If we don't bring in our own CD, can we just use stuff that's on the computer? Yeah?
Not that's on the computer, no, but that what's in the Adobe Lab, oh, the production beds, yeah. But not what you're not taking anything off of Dad.
Yeah.
Remember, you guys cannot go into Dad working in second quarter Adobe because it resets the Adobe settings. So you can't work in both. So first quarter's working in Dad, they have their own settings, and that's why I have to reset the ASI when you guys go in, when you guys aren't getting sound. That's because of Dad and Adobe, they reset each other. So you cannot go into Dad in your second quarter, you're strictly in Adobe. Effectively control the use of two or more voices. You will have a second voice in this production, and that will be someone in your class, not your studio partner necessarily, someone that you cast. They have to say at least three words, so whoever you think will be appropriate for those three words. And you will not be reading, having them on mic two and you on mic one and reading it together. You're going to isolate their voice. So have them come in. You're going to control the board. You're going to have them read the script that you've written for them several different ways, give them direction, and then they're done. And they're off in their own world doing their production. You're not going to commandeer someone's time by having them read the commercial or the production live with you. So you bring them in, they read it several different times, you're going to pick the best read and then put that into your production. If they fluff, stumble, or hesitate, you will lose the 15 points. If they pop their peas, you will lose the 2 points. If they have low levels, you will lose those points. Because you're in charge of recording their voice. You're running the board for all of that. It's your production. The only thing you won't lose points on is if they're not smiling enough. They're not giving you enough emotion. You're not going to lose points for that. But everything that you can control through the board and you running the board, you will lose points on. Yes?
So will we lose points like if they mispronounce a word or something like that? Or did something?
Yeah, if they fluff, stumble, or hesitate, you need to, if they cannot say it correctly, you need to get someone else who can. If they don't have enough energy, you won't lose points. But if it's anything you can control, and you will lose points. Yes?
So is the other person, like, the person that's following your promotion, like the caller in, or?
They're not, these aren't happening live, and I'll play some examples, it'll make more sense. You're not taking caller number 7 now, no one's winning a prize now, but it could be yesterday's winner. If you're doing a promo for the morning show, it could be what happened in the morning show. You know, it could be just like your liner jock, the person who's saying your positioning statement.
Right.
You just have another voice do those. That's what it could be, or they could have another part. They have to say at least three words, and you have to be 50%. You have to be the majority of it, at least half of it. Follow and understand basic formatics, studio operations, and vocal technique rules. Materials needed, all that you've had since week 9. The completed promo must follow all basic radio formatics rules. Your target audience is 25 to 54-year-old female. I want you to know that is going to be opened up because I want you guys to have fun with this and be creative. What I don't think I touched on is that you're able to do what you're able to bring in your own music. You're able to bring in your female rock. You're able to bring in, your rap and your techno. If you start with special programming, you can have a show for a Saturday morning children's hour where you play all children's songs with special programming. You just have to pick the station that best fits it. Pick the station that you think would have what you want as a specialty program, a special program. So you are able to, I'm going to let you open it up for away from females 25 to 54, but you cannot offend females 25 to 54 or you will fail the assignment.
Okay?
Yes?
So we're doing content and stuff, right?
Okay.
So how long can you stay on a prank call?
How long can you stay on a prank call? As long as it's simple, I don't really understand it so far, but as long as it's simple and you can explain it in 30 or 60 seconds and then tell me how to play the game, tell me when to play the game, it'll be broken down as we read on. As long as you can be whatever.
Is there not like a phone scam?
Almost.
Like that.
But you have to be able to explain it very simply. It cannot be something that's complicated. You want to repeat It needs to be simple. You need to be able to repeat it. It shouldn't be, okay, you have to call in at 7 o'clock, then I'm going to call you back at 8 o'clock, then you're going to show up at 7-Eleven at 9 o'clock. It can't be stuff like that. It needs to be very simple. Yes, ma'am.
If we do the special programming promotion and we decide to go like a different way with it, like a different music genre, do we need to make it clear in the beginning of the promotion that it's a different station but it's doing a special program? So that way
it's not a different station. It's the same station.
Same station, but they're doing a different.
Yeah, you're going to say right away. You'll say something like, let's say that you're doing the rock station, and you want to do special programming for hair metal Sundays. So you could go start off with Southfield's Pure Classic Rock 96.9 WSHS is celebrating hair metal on Sundays, and then you go into it. Yeah, you guys let us know right away what it is. Yes. No, you do not have to use all three positioning statements, but you do have to use at least one. And you want to think that if it's a 60-second, you probably want a positioning statement at the beginning and the end. If it's a 30-second, you want the positioning statement at the beginning or the end, but freaking calls has to be at the other end. Yes?
So, we don't have to pick all these topics. We don't have to incorporate them all in your...
No, you don't. So you could just do a contest promo.
Okay, but like by promo, like they're not actually, they don't actually have to win something or...
That's a contest promo.
Okay, so that's only, all right, that's what I misunderstood.
Yeah, so the contest, but, or I erased it. But.
So like if we do, like you said, like special programming, it could just be a special show that you're advertising.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as you read on, contest, it explains each of them. You can do just the contest promo. Tell what the prize is, explain how to enter, make it easy to win, be believable and sincere in your delivery, mention station calls, frequency, and or positioning statement often. That's contest promo. Or you could do a station-sponsored event. Give details, who, when, what, and where. Always involve the air staff. Be believable and sincere in your delivery, mention station calls, frequency, and or positioning statements often. So you can do just the contest or just the station-sponsored event, or you could combine them. Station image, separate your station from all others in a positive way. Take one thought or characteristic of your station and build your copy around that thought. And again, 3 and 4 is be believable and mention station frequent calls and positioning statements. Special programming, describe what the program is about, who and what, tell me why and when I should listen. And then again, 4 and 5 is the same as the last two on the other three. Mention station frequency and call letters, and be believable and sincere. So you can just do one, or you can combine one or two or all. Can someone else read the writing notes for me?
Really cool.
Thank you, sir.
Any of the promo types may be used by themselves or combined to form a hybrid style or type of promo, i.e. special programming / contest promo.
That's what I just said. Very good. Can you read on?
Yes. Your writing should always include the three sections of copy. One, the setup, which has two parts. One, present a problem. And two, using emotion, get the listener's attention or hook the listener. Two, the body. Deliver what you promised, and solve the problem and give important facts concerning the promotion. Three, summation, repeat the hook. When writing, consider the purpose of the promo. How do you want the listeners to feel? Then write for the listener. All information contained within your promo must be easily heard and understood.
Any questions about setup, body, summation, and who you're writing for? I want you to think that you're able, you know, you're still writing for females 25 to 54, but I want you to feel like you can be creative and bring in some music that might not fit that demographic, as long as you do not offend that demographic. Yes?
Is this still written for like one person, like just you? Or is it
Well, the next section is going to answer that. So it's going to be a multi-voice spot. Multi-voice is defined as two or more voices, so it's going to be a multi-voice production. If you are not half using your real voice, you're going to lose 10 points. Your second voice has to say at least 3 words. There's 2 different types of multi-voice spots, conversational and non-conversational. Conversational is talent talking to talent. Everybody look at my puppet show. Talent talking to talent. I like you to see this because people forget that I did this lecture, and this visual seems to help. So conversational is talent talking to talent. Non-conversational is talent talking to the listener. They might not even be aware that the other one's there. So conversational, non-conversational. Talent to talent or talent to listener. You can have a combination of both. You can have two people talking to each other, and then maybe your second voice is just doing your positioning statement, and they would be non-conversational talking to the audience. Yes?
To start off being non-conversational and then becoming conversational?
Yep. Yeah, we could be both. Could have elements of both.
Yeah.
The production must contain at least two pieces of music edited together. The music has to be under the entire promo. It's going to be a 30 or a 60. If you're off on time, you lose 15. Intro music is 2 seconds. It must peak at -3, and it must end with a true fade or a true cold or nice fade. If the promo contains anything that can be considered obscene, it will be failed. Number 7, your vocal technique is going to match the feeling of the production. If you fluff, stumble, or hesitate, you're going to lose 15 points. Studio procedure. Can someone read that for me? Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
If possible, write and find your copy prior to the lab. 2, after writing the promo, choose music to set the mood of the promo. 3, record and edit music on Adobe Audition. 4, record the second voice required after aiming and SFX optional into Adobe Audition.
So SFX stands for sound effects. So you are able to use sound effects if you would like. And remember, I'm going to grade you on those sound effects. There's a big black book that's outside the radio office. If you look up like drinking, walking, horses, whatever, it'll tell you what CD it's on, which is the volume number, and then what track number, and you're able to do that. But that's going to be in addition to your music. There can't be a gap. It has to be with the music. And you will be graded on it. You are also able to use effects in Adobe, and I'll show you how to reverse audio in case you have a swear word. I'll show you how to enter in a beat in case you have a swear word. But if your music is going to be beep, 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 or, you know, reverse the entire time, don't use it. It's going to be terrible. It will sound terrible. If you're using any effect and it makes it sound terrible, you're going to lose major points for it. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. And we had that issue last Tuesday when someone had used Adobe to bring down levels because Adobe can, but just because Adobe can bring it down doesn't mean that it should. It needed to be deleted and re-recorded because it was still bad. It's still a very distorted and it sounded bad. Even though Adobe could bring it down, doesn't mean that it should. Yes, ma'am.
On the criteria, you said you want the music to be under the entire promo. That's talking music? Like them actually singing, we're going to be talking over?
Never talk on lyrics.
Okay.
And I will play some examples for you.
Okay.
But never talk on lyrics. Excellent question. Want me to tell you what the definition of lyrics is?
Yeah.
Lyrics equal words.
Okay.
Lyrics equal words. So no matter how far into the mix they're saying baby, 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 baby's a word. Yes.
Could we just bring in instrumentals of songs then?
Sure. And also in our music library we have instrumental too. What was your next part?
I was just gonna say if it's a familiar song and you know it has swearing and you just rather not deal with the swearing, we just bring in instrumentals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You cannot talk on lyrics. Where was I?
So do you actually like want to hear lyrics then?
If it's appropriate. And
when,
I,
when would we like play that though? Like
I'll play you an example so we finish this and it'll make more sense.
All right.
Yes.
So like just an example, if you're doing the rock, can you possibly like edit your music to stretch the like guitar riffs or
sure.
You know, see what I'm saying? Stretch
yes.
It out.
So. Yes you can. Who was reading this? Can you finish one?
Five, record your voice and into Adobe Audition. 6, adjust voiceover levels with edit envelopes for your voice, second voice, and sound effects. 7, time in your completed promo on Class Flash Drive for grading.
How many points is that worth when you bring it to me next Monday?
6.
6 and 5.
5. I have a question. So we can edit our voice on this one?
No, sir.
It says just voice overload.
Oh, you can editing your voice. I mean, you're not taking out any mistakes. Your waveform for your voice should always be solid. If you want to use the edit envelopes to bring it down,
You've already recorded it in at -3. Yeah, you can use the edit envelopes because that's not editing out, like splitting.
Right.
So don't split your voice at any point. But yeah, you can use.
I always thought you meant the envelope.
No, I mean splitting the scissors.
Yeah, the scissors.
The scissors icon.
Hey, this is your girl AJ Williams playing one great song after another. 96.9 WNLB and Trina are teaming up to give away a pair of Christian Louboutin's red bottoms. All you have to do is listen for Trina to say. Be sure to listen in to the AJ Williams Show on 96.9 WNLB, and you'll be saying,
girl, I just want a pair of red bottoms from 96.9.
Oh, that was cute.
So, she had 3 seconds of music standing alone in the beginning. That was too long. And she sang W, I think, at times. If you do that, you lose points. Popping P's. But you get an idea, what kind of promo was this? It was a contest promo. She was giving away. Was it also during a special show that she was giving them away?
Yes.
Then it was also special programming. Yes. There were lyrics and they were alone in the beginning. Yes.
With Trina talking, was there a... Was that recorded?
No, that was the person.
It was a second voice. Like, man, will this try to put my arm here? There was a second voice, mm-hmm. which is a student that they recorded, and they used effects in Adobe to make it sound like they were on the phone. Yep, and I can tell you what that is.
And you can record put effects on your partner's voice then. Okay, but just not yours.
You could put an effect on your voice, but how much has to be your real voice with no effect?
50%.
Okay. Yes.
This is pretty random, but those colors, you know, like usually sometimes it's all green, sometimes what's that about?
All right, so let me go in and get out your notebooks, and I'm going to go ahead and go into these extra things that you guys are noticing, but then we're going to go through and listen to more examples. All right, now to change the color, and that's good for organizing. You can have your second voice be a certain color, your voice be a certain color. So changing the color helps with organizing your wave. So you right-click on the waveform. Select Adjust Wave Block. Just Block Color or Control-K.
You say it's not right-click.
Right-click, Block Color. And then you just click on the color you want it to be. And click OK.
And it's just organization purposes?
Yep. Right click, block color, and it can help you stay organized.
You said on the actual wave you right click?
Yep.
Hi, Janet.
All right, now I'm going to tell you about the telephone one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pop 2 left clicks on your waveform that you want to make sound like it's on the phone, and then you're going to be in the edit view. When I test you on your final exam, the answer to what is the edit view used for in this class remains to keep as a master copy. Okay? I'm just showing you this extra bit.
Can you repeat from the beginning?
2 left clicks on what?
2 left clicks on your waveform, and now you're in the edit view. Highlight the portion that you want. So 2 left clicks on the waveform, highlight the portion that you want. Then you go to Effects, Filters, FFT filter. Effects filter, FFT filter. And then you're going to scroll down and there's telephone receiver. You can preview that. Or there's telephone voicemail. You can preview that. Pick the one that you like. We're not done yet, so ask me if you have questions so far. Yes?
Can you repeat? You said 2 left clicks on waveform, highlight portion you want, then click.
Then it's effects. Filters, FFT filter, effects, filters, FFT filter, and then telephone voicemail or telephone receiver. Yes, sir?
Can we do it manually?
Do it manually with the effects? Oh, to adjust it here? Yeah. Yeah. So effects, filters, FFT filter, and you're going to click OK. Now it's going to take your waveform and it's going to make it smaller. depending on the effect that you use, it could really bring it down. And if it does bring it down, that's when you're going to use amplitude amplify. So he's still peaking at -3 there, but not here. So I'm going to go to effects, I highlight the portion I want, effects, amplitude, amplify, and I'm going to do a 3 decibel boost. You could do a 1 decibel boost. You could type in specifically what you want. I'm just going to click 3 and click OK. And that brings that up. This little bit is still low. I could highlight that. Effects, amplitude, amplify, and maybe I'm going to do a 6 decibel boost on that. And it brings it up. This is where people get into trouble, though. If you, you know, record in super, super low on your microphone and then do amplitude amplify to bring it up, it's also going to bring up all that background noise that the microphone picked up. So you need to re-record it. If you put in super hot levels on your microphone and you go above 0 and you use amplitude amplify to bring it down, it's still going to be distorted. Adobe's not going to, when it's bringing it down, it's not taking away the fact that you already clipped your levels. If you're too close to the microphone. So remember that you need to delete and re-record if you're not recording in proper levels. But if you're using amplitude amplify to adjust the sound effect that you've done, that's when it's going to work for you. And since you're doing it in the edit view, it automatically changes it in the session.
24 this year.
5 paragraph minutes of iCam is 96.9. Songs are not that good.
Don't forget to tune in.
Okay. So if you do it in the edit view, it automatically happens there. Now let's talk about if there was a swear word.
Your choice of tickets for end for your. Oh.
This is all instrumental, but let's take this guy, okay?
WSHS.
What?
WSHS. Anywhere he plays this year in the U.S. Anywhere he plays this year in the.
Let's take off plays in this year and pretend that's a bad word. We can go to effects and we can go to reverse. Effects, reverse.
Anywhere he says it's here in the U.S.
Effects reverse. Highlight effects reverse. I prefer that one for music because it doesn't mess up the music as much as this would. Here's another one. Effects. I'm sorry. What's up? Can you write down your name and the time on something? That's fine, yeah. Not the. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Not the folder, the paper. Yeah. You can go to generate tone.
Wait, effects, then generate? Just generate.
Sorry. Generate tone. And you can add the tone.
Anywhere he's here in the U.S. And possibly bring 4 friends anywhere he's here in the U.S. 96.
Kind of like Jimmy Kimmel's unnecessary extension.
Jimmy Kimmel's.
Okay. So, you guys got that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can you play another one?
Yes, I would love to.
I'm gonna undo this if I can. 96.9 WSHS. Songs that are that good. Be the 9th caller and win Eric Clapton tickets and meet him backstage with 4 friends at the Palace of Auburn Hills. We have Eric here in the studio, and he wants to meet you and your friends backstage. Isn't that right, Eric?
That's right. We're gonna be rocking out the Palace on November 21st. And if you're the 9th caller, you're going to meet the band and I. And you're going to get a signed t-shirt by us also.
That's awesome, but that's not it. Again, if you're the 9th caller at 9 o'clock tonight, not only will you get Clapton tickets for the Palace, 96.9 is giving you your choice of tickets for any Clapton show anywhere he's playing in the U.S. this year. That's right, any show on his tour this year.
I'm Eric Clapton, and I jammed at 96.9, songs that are that good.
Don't forget to tune in to 96.9 WSHS tonight for your chance to win Eric Clapton tickets and possibly bring 4 friends anywhere he plays this year in the U.S. 96.9 WSHS.
Hear another one. Hopefully, there's one with
more
lyrics. I had a question real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Standby. So, the other person we use on our track, we can have them impersonate somebody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, stand by. Here's another example.
I'm not afraid to take a fail. No, man, that's not how it goes. It goes like this.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a fail. Take a fail.
I don't like rap.
So, how about Demi Lovato? Would that work for you?
Don't want to try to tear me down.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. We got all the hits and
Top 40 on 96.9 WJMZ, playing your favorite jams.
So the two-second rule no longer applies when you're using music in the middle. The two-second rule applies at the beginning and the end. But if you have lyrics standing alone in the middle, they can stand alone for more than 2 seconds. They can stand alone for the length of the chorus. But how much has to be you?
50%.
50%.
Oh, that's cool. I'm like,
okay. What kind of promo was that? Station image. He was just talking about the kind of music they play. That's the station image. Yes. Here we go. Here's another one.
What is it that you really want? What is it that you really need? You need something you will feel, something random, something rock. Tuesday, 5 to 9, we play classic and heavy rock. Rock my ears till they bleed. I need more rock. Tuesday, 5 to 9, classic and heavy.
So if it's someone else's voice, right, this is... So he didn't lose any points there. That's awesome. You see how he didn't edit his voice? But here he did. This is 2 points, and this is 2 points. Okay, he lost 4 points there. There's an edit between here and here, and here and here, and that's his voice. So he lost 4 points for that. You cannot edit your voice. You can go your voice to another element, right? But you can't go your voice to your voice.
WJMZ playing your favorite jam.
Are you really fans? Get ready.
Drake's coming to town and we got your exclusive passes to meet Drake and his crew.
And if that's not enough, we'll be giving away cold, hard cash.
All you gotta do is be caller number 9 any day this week after you hear the 5 o'clock freestyle, and you'll instantly win $96 and be entered to win backstage passes.
So keep it locked right here on 96.9 WJMZ with Southfield Jams.
What kind of promo was that?
Station promo.
What was he talking about?
It was the station image.
What was he talking about in the production?
Special programming
contest. He was talking about what?
Drake and meeting Drake's crew and winning money.
Winning money, so it's a contest promo.
Yes. But he also said the 5 o'clock freestyle.
So it's a special programming. If it's talking about a specific time, yep.
All right. 96.9 WJMZ. Right, you got your chance to win a new 2011 Escalade.
Dang, man, I need a new car.
You know the company's not making it through the winter. Oh, yeah, we did.
So what do I have to do to win?
Make sure you tune in to the Keith Ledger Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. And when you hear the sounder...
All right.
Make sure you're the 8th caller ready with the liner. WJMZ with Southfield Champs.
This is an example of distortion. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's recording it in and bringing it down. You're going to lose points for that. You should re-record it. What's that?
Yeah, three pieces.
Yep. The minimum is that you have to have 2 pieces of music edited together. The minimum is that you have to have another person saying at least 3 words. You could have more than that as long as you are 50% of the production. Yes, ma'am. You can have more than 2 songs. You can have more than 2 other voices. More than 1 other voice. You know, more than 2 voices total. Yep. The last note says, do not design a promo that's beyond your current skill level. And that's just to let you know that it's all about getting the basics done. Okay? Get the basics and then add on. If you go in and you're like, I'm going to do this and this and this and this, but you struggle putting in proper levels, then know that about yourself. Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, if I wanted to do like a special program at like top 40, like hip hop songs, and when I'm doing the promo, can I kind of talk urban a little bit during the promo since it's top 40 hip hop songs?
That's a good question. You are able to use slang if it's appropriate, But I do not want, I want it done on purpose. I don't want acts. I don't want lazy diction just to be lazy, just because it's lazy diction. If it's something totally done on purpose, then I'm down with it. But if it's lazy diction, I'm not.
What's up?
Come on in.
I think that would be lazy.
Can
you see my
whole
mouth for a moment?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, here we go.
Here's another
one.
Where's my classic rock?
What is it you want?
Classic rock.
Why not try Southfield's pure classic rock? 96.9 WFHS.
I want my classic rock.
Well, get on over here, because I've got songs that'll bring you back to a time where you can rock and roll all night and party every day.
WFHS. Rock the classic.
If lyrics stand alone at the end, how long do they stand alone for?
2 seconds.
2 seconds. Let's say, and I don't see it here, but let's say that you record in a song, right? And it starts off with this piano in the beginning. And it's real low, and then it kicks in, right? And you record it, and you have the peak being -3, which is fine. But if you want that piano to stand alone at the beginning or the end, you have to record that in at -3. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So just because it's a low part of the song doesn't mean that it gets to stand alone and be low. If it stands alone, you have to bring it up. Do you guys notice how there's so many waves in there, but I'm able to find the session and open it? That's important for you guys to know. And when I hand back grades, probably tomorrow, there were a few of you who, when I went to go grade it, it had several sessions in the folder. And you cannot do that. So that's going to be a late grade. You have to resave it and hand it back in. Do you see how I'm able to choose when there's many waves in one session? It's no problem. I know what to open. But when there's more than one session, I don't know which one to grade. So that did happen to a few of you.
Today's continuous country favorites, 96.9 WSPS, bring you the event of the season.
That's right, tonight and tonight only, 6 p.m. Parkside of Detroit. Come out to honor our brave men and women of the armed forces. It's because of them that we have our freedom.
This nation will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave.
Admission is $5. There will be food, games, and local live music. Also stop by the WSPS booth. Interact with our on-air staff and enter to win a special meet and greet with some of the hottest country stars of today. Tonight's guests include
Rascal Flatts, Keith Urban,
I
want
to love somebody, love somebody like you. Toby Keith. See you tonight, 6 p.m. Heart Plaza, Detroit. 96.9 WFPX knows the cost of freedom.
So you'll notice that some of those went together tight and flush and sounded great. Some of those went together tight and flush and sounded abrupt. So you're going to edit your pieces together in whatever way to make them be smooth, a smooth edit. So he could have used some crossfades in there instead of just being tight and flush. Any other questions?
This is how we do.
This is WPR 969 WJFZ, and this is how we do it. Every Thursday night at Club LAX, the Throwback Thursday. You got the WJFZ crew in the building. I'm going to bring you back all the 90s old school hip hop and R&B classics.
For nine more.
Ladies, you get it free before 10.
And we have $1,000
for the night. So join us for WJFZ all of your favorite jams. Club LAX, 22 West Adams Drive in Detroit.
Not there anymore.
Okay, so she's saying W, right? Many of these other examples, I hope you noticed, they were saying W. And they lost points for saying that.
So how do you supposed to say it?
You're supposed to say it W. Double U. First quarter. Let's listen to her.
This is the PR 969 WJFZ.
W. There's an O in it. Double.
Like W, but it's like no, that's not how it's
supposed to say it.
You cannot. No. You don't get to say axe on purpose. You don't get to say W on purpose. You don't get to say theater on purpose. But if you're throwing down some like hip verbiage, I'm okay with that. But just being lazy in your diction, I'm not okay with.
What about?
I have no idea. Show me this. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I was listening to what you were saying. I lost my question.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yes.
She was talking over lyrics.
So she lost points for that. You guys got that?
Yes.
That's often considered stereotypical. How many people in Detroit speak with a country accent? But we have a very popular country station. We have a couple of country stations. So it's a stereotype, and I wouldn't do it. Any other questions? All right. I have a few more. Stand by.
WJMZ 96.9. Impassioned event, a tribute to the King of Pop.
Michael Jackson.
This Saturday from noon to midnight.
So the effect for that one was in the echo chamber. So you highlight it and you go to effects. And I believe that one is in delay effects, echo, and go echo. And then you can preview it and see.
This Saturday from noon to midnight.
But you have to. I will mark you down if I feel like you have used an effect that corrupts the audio, that makes it where it cannot be understood to anyone except for you who know what you're saying and know what it's supposed to be. Just because Adobe can do it doesn't mean that it should. Like, there's this satanic one, and...
Oh, yeah, what's that one? How's that?
I don't know where it's at, but it's just... It kills it. It actually just kills the audience. So, I think I've spoken to you guys about creativity. If I haven't, I'm going to tell you now. When you're working in the business of being creative, I think that what you guys maybe have picked up from this class is that it's not a free-for-all in creativity. It's not just I'm going to just do whatever I want and someone's going to say that's great. There's all these guidelines that you have to follow. And the thing about being creative is that you need to keep track of it. Like with comedy, I definitely have a book. If I think of something funny, I don't expect myself to remember it. I know that I won't. I have to write it down. And with this, as you guys are going in there, write down the path to how you got it. Because you might have found something and, oh, that's awesome, it makes him sound like he's in a coffin. I'm not going to use that now, but maybe in the future I'm going to use something, maybe Halloween where someone's speaking from a coffin, and I'm going to write down the path to how I got there. So if you don't already have a notebook for production where you're writing down your ideas, like let's say you have an idea about, two products fighting, like putting personification to two different types, Fiji and Aquafina, and giving those waters voice, you know? Like, that's an idea that can be used over and over again. And just because you can't use it now, you might be able to use it later. So I highly recommend getting a creative book and writing it down. Don't expect yourself to remember those gems if any time goes by. There was one more I wanted to play.
This isn't my house.
This is not my restaurant.
This is my dog.
It's not my problem.
One, two.
This is your music, your station.
So that's a gap.
9WFHS. A lot of things in this world aren't yours, but this station is.
My life between recklessness and garbage is about time.
This is my music.
This is my style.
This is my life.
This is definitely my bag.
969WFHS. Your music, your station.
So I like this. I like how they have these sound effects, right? Layered on top of music. That's how you're going to do it. I don't want sound effects by themselves. It has to be the music, editing together two pieces of music. That's what you need to do. adding sound effects is an extra. You're adding it on. So you cannot take away the guideline that I set for the assignment. So this is done properly, where they have the music and they have the sound effects layered on top of it.
Your music, your station.
Okay? This is not, because this is sound effects by itself.
This isn't my house. This is not my restaurant. This is my dog. It's not my problem.
One, two.
Okay? And then that's a gap. And here's another thing that I think maybe you've already talked about, but I want to hit again, is that you guys are in there and you're being creative and you love it. Like, let's say you have that where there's like a rest and then it starts again and you think it's awesome. Yeah, it's okay. Leave it. You will lose 2 points, but leave it. I'm going to grade you accordingly, but these ones that I graded, I know that I had conversations with the students about, oh, you're talking on lyrics. Oh, but I really like it. It's 2 points. I'm going to leave it. And that's okay. If you follow all the rules, you get to get a 100%, but I don't want you to fight me on the fact that you think it sounds great. It's okay if you think it sounds great, and it's still okay for me to do my job and grade you accordingly. Okay? Any questions?
Nope.
About your station promo. How many voices do you have to have in it?
Two.
At least.
Minimum is two, yep. If your second voice pops their feet, am I going to mark you down for it?
Yep.
Yep.
You bet your
$100. Do you have to do a 30 and a 60 second?
No.
No, you're doing one or the other. One more question. I still have more questions for you. Are you bringing in your own music?
Yep.
What are you going to bring it on?
CD.
Okay, stand by. Here's the thing about Adobe. Using all the syllabus says that you have to use the equipment at school. So technically, if you have Adobe at home, you're only supposed to use it to practice, not to actually work on the assignment. And I do know that Adobe 1.0 doesn't communicate with newer versions going in one direction or the other. Like, I think you can go up, but you can't go back down.
Go to 1.5, but 5.0 won't recognize SDS.
But remember, per the syllabus, you are using school, everyone is on the same page using school equipment. And if you're using stuff at home, it's for practice. Okay. So if you have any questions about whether something's appropriate, let me know. Remember I said if you're going to be having to reverse it or add in tones, don't use that song. If you have to do it more than once, that's too much. Once is fine. If you have to do it more than once per, in a song, that's too much. You need to pick something else. Damn is fine, hell is fine, anything more than that I think is going to be inappropriate. There's talk of getting drunk and partying, but really explicit sexual lyrics are totally inappropriate. If you question, bring it to me and let me hear. Alright, any questions before I start attending? Hey guys.